Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it. Now mama need you now. Pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel faith, and in my holy war.
The pressure, not blessing. Why, oh, why you do me wrong? Whoa. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Yeah. Don't have much friends to fight, so I look to the light. Whoa. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. Oh, no.
If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will field their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. They don't know.
Foot on the devil's neck till it drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia.
Treat the demons just like Pam.
I mean, I fuck.
We can.
All right, we'll talk later. All right. Too much. Oh, come on. Too much we gotta learn. Ah, too much we gotta learn. Come on. Ah. There we go, there we go. That's right, the payoff is never cheap, and it is too much that we have to learn. Come on now, it's too much that we got to learn to be sleep. That's right, so, you know, you already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. It's that time that we play it one more game. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go, baby. Too much, too much. Come on, let's go, y'all, let's go. Man, you know what we gotta do? We gotta hit that one more game. Let's go, baby. Yes. Shout out to Trail Money. Shout out to Trail Money for the hookup, for the track, theme music. Too much we gotta learn. Too much we gotta learn. Thank you all for tuning in tonight to the BZ's Internet Talk Radio Show, where I am your gracious host, Tyron Joe, and I'm excited to be here tonight, and I'm excited to have you as my special guest. I'm excited to have everybody that's watching, everybody that's viewing and listening, come in and tarot. I am excited for all of you all on tonight. We have a great show that is prepared especially for you. And before we get started, we want you to keep in mind that you must always protect yourself, protect your immune system. We want you to drink plenty of water, get you some vitamin C, some zinc. We want you to get you some selenium, some vitamin D3. We want you to get all that. You got to make that immune system bulletproof. That's what it's all about. Whether you're taking the jab or not, you still got to be bulletproof. Word out on the street is that you got to load up on all the vitamins before you get ready to get the injection. So why not start now? Get you some exercise, do some walking, do some push-ups, do some jumping jacks. You know what I'm saying? Do something to help enrich your body, your physical body. Not just your mind, but get your body together. Get that temple of the Holy Ghost. You got to get that together. I mean, that's what the scriptures call it. The scripture says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And therefore, since our bodies are the temple, we got to really watch what goes in the temple. And we need to be watching what comes out. It's not a problem. It's nothing wrong to stand up sometime after you got through doing that and just take a look back. Make sure you stay in regular. All right, all right. We're going to leave that right there. Tonight's topic is, and this is why I tell people to get in early. Once you get in, once I get started, I take off. Tonight's topic is, what do you have to offer? Yep. Yeah, we went down. What do you have to offer? Let me take a little look real quick. Got some notes. We got some notes for you. Besides wet ass and a hot meal, what is the uniqueness about you? Well, we ain't going to ask you what you bring to the table. Sometimes people get crazy. They get crazy on that topic. You say, well, hey, what you bring to the table? They talking about, I'm bringing the table. I'm bringing this. I'm bringing that. Or I ain't bringing nothing. I ain't got to bring that. I'm just going to come empty-handed to the table. I am the table. We want to know the uniqueness about you. What was it that when you was born, you was equipped to do? What was it? Or do you even know? Do not plan to be before you long tonight, because we have people in the building. We got guests, family, friends, people in the building tonight that want to get in and chat it up. Well, we want to get this point across tonight to you, and we want to get this point in your mind that it is important to know when you are out there on the dating scene to know exactly who you are and what you have to offer. Men, besides penis and money, what is it about you that is unique? What does Romans 12:1 say? It says, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove. Prove what? Like, hold on. I know what they're doing me like that. But I got it right here, though. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I don't know if that scripture really fits into what we're talking about, but in a way it does. Because if you're a brand new person getting out here on the scene, or if you've been through the therapy and the unmasking of the pain, and you're getting out there onto the dating scene, and you have renewed your mind, in a way to where you like, yo, here I am, sacrificing things that I once held near and dear, but I want to let go. I'm offering up something to you that no one has ever offered up before. I got some definitions I want to get to real quick, if I can. Oh, I know what it is. I know what's blocking. We We got to take you up off of that. That's blocking. But I got a few definitions I want to get to. One of them was reasonable, and the other two I'm going to have to read from my phone. Let me see here. One of them was reasonable. We want to read that definition. Reasonable is, first definition says having sound judgment, fair, and sensible. Second one says as much as is appropriate or fair or moderate. Remember what the scripture just said. It said, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Excuse me, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we have to ask some questions by when we are presenting our offering. Are we making a sacrifice as well? To me, it sounds like that both of those have to be at the table. We're talking about something being at the table. Both of those have to be at the table, the offering and the sacrifice. The definition of sacrifice is an act of slaughtering an animal or a person. This is the noun. An act of slaughtering an animal or a person or surrendering a possession as an offering to God or to a divine or supernatural. And then we look into the verb, and the verb is offer or kill as a religious sacrifice. So in basically, in other words, that is to say that they're the letting go of something. You're letting something go that you might gain. Remember that. The definition of offer means present or proffer something for someone to accept or reject as so desired. That's the verb. The noun is an expression of readiness to do or give something if desired. See? So you got to let go while you are offering. Different challenges in our life, different things that we have been through, there comes a point in time that we must let those things go so that we may be able to receive what it is that we're looking for. You know, I know women that say they are afraid to date. They are afraid to date men at this point because of what another man did to them. And, or maybe what another man said to them. And in their mind, they believe that all men are the same. But then after so long, they get to looking like, oh man, nobody else is enjoying life except me. Everybody's having fun except me. What is it about me that is stopping me from enjoying my life? What is it about me that is stopping me from having the fun and for living the life that I've been trying to live for so many years? One of them is a term that we talked about the past 2 weeks. Forgiveness must be in order. We must forgive those that have done us wrong. We must forgive those that is constantly living rent-free into our minds. We must forgive those that is holding us back from stepping into and walking into the kingdom. Because Jesus did say, not repent. Jesus did say that the kingdom of God is at hand. And if you have not access or witnessed that kingdom, then there is something that is holding you back from getting in. Which is your reasonable service. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable. Having sound judgment, fair and sensible. See that, see, it kind of stuns me a little bit, because we're talking about, it says the word sensible, is that there are many brilliant, there are many people that is intelligent in the mind. But when it comes down to relationships, they don't have the slightest idea. It's something about that must be looked at. Let's look at that one more time. It said, which is your reasonable? Come on, man. Let me go back to this one more time. It said, I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. You know, we didn't even got to get down to the reasonable part. Let's go back up. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body. Stop right there. How many of us can really present our bodies to somebody right now? And I ain't even being rude, but let's thrill. Take a look. If you're watching right now, take the phone with you. Go in the bathroom, look in the mirror, and look at your body and say, can I really present my body to someone right now and not feel ashamed about what the body looked like? Come on now. We got fat in areas that fat should not be. Hello. We got stretch marks and dimples. But at the end of the day, what do some of us say? Well, what you see is what you get. But is that presenting your body as a sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, when the scriptures already say that our body is what? The temple of God. We have to watch what goes in. I'm talking to myself as well. Therefore, that's why I was saying earlier, we got to stay in that gym. We got to work it out. But let's move on down. It says, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Having sound judgment, fair and sensible. Why is it that when we get in relationships, we don't sound judgment, we don't be fair, we don't be sensible? Why is it? Why do we allow, you know, anger, resentment, and bitterness to overtake us when situations happen? Why do we allow anger, bitterness, things like that, pettiness to overtake us when situations happen? That's why we got to do some forgiving. That's why we have to unmask the pain. That's why we have to do that. What is it that you have to offer? You know, come on now, sex, you can get sex for free. A hot meal, you can get that, you can make that yourself. Ladies, you can get penis for free. A hot meal, I mean, money, most of y'all got degrees, y'all going out getting y'all money, y'all self. So we have to ask the question, what is it? How do we dig deeper? How do we dig deeper? Let's talk about my girl Ruth. Y'all know I love my girl Ruth. Is Ruth still in there? Okay. Let's talk about my girl Ruth. Y'all know I love my girl Ruth. That is chapter 2, verse 1. There was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth, of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. So Ruth, the Moabite, said to Naomi, please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I might find favor. And she said, go, she said to her, go, my daughter. I don't know, what's she leaving, for? Okay. All right. Let me see. Hold on. Uh-oh. So, here's a question. Question I have is, how many women, I'm trying to make this unisex, not trying to just say, you know, not just trying to stay on women, but I'm saying, like, how many people, let's ask, if you knew of a man, that maybe was in a, he was owner of a company where you got real dirty at, like junking, construction, farming, cleaning, that's why. Jobs that get dirty, well, you got to get down and dirty. How many, when this man say that this is my business, this is my company, will you hurry up and say, you know what? I want to put myself in his line of vision. So therefore, once I put myself in his line of vision, I'm going to do the work. I want to put myself in his line of vision. So when he come around, he's going to see me present myself as a sacrifice. He is going to see me present myself as this offering that he can feel like, you know what, bring her to me. I need to be able to investigate what is furthermore in her mind. What was it that made you want to come and glean these ears of corn when I already have servants that's doing the fun? What is it about you? Come on, these are hard questions that's got to be asked tonight. We have to ask these questions tonight. What is it about you? I mean, let's just face the facts. Is it really hard for a woman to attract a man? Is it really hard for a man to attract a woman? Which one is greater? So women each day, every day is being bombarded with men in their line of vision and their line of work. But men, come on now. I drive school kids around. Hello. I'm not looking for no type of woman. I'm up here trying to get these kids on this bus so I can get you to school. But every now and then, a mom will pop up trying to flirt, trying to talk. And I'm like, ma'am, I got to go. I got to get these kids to school. But that's because they like the fact, for me, they like the fact that here's a man that's on time picking up these kids. Here's a man that talk to these kids like he their daddy. And here's a man that my kids love. And here's a man that my kids talk about even when they're at home. See, fellas, that's something that we got to get back to, fellas. We got to get back to our kids. We got to get back to being that role model to where, you know, kids will look up to us no matter what, no matter whether you are their friend or not. We got to get back to being that. Let's see what the comments are talking about. What I'm saying is that Ruth, she put herself in Boaz's sight. She put herself in his vision to where he would see her. She made herself available. She offered up herself as a sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? She offered up, she offered herself as a sacrifice to Boaz, you know, symbolically saying, here am I, pick me. While finally some of the other women sitting on the sidelines like, you know, he make decent money, you know, it's okay. It's not the best, but okay, oh, he gleaning ears of corn, no, that's not me. That's beyond me. So I'm not gonna really, you know, deal with that. So, you know, if he want me, he'll come to me. Well, Boaz, I mean, but Ruth, she didn't think so. She said, I'm going to go to him. I'm going to let him know that he can choose me. What do you have to offer? Now I'm going to switch it up a little bit. How did she do that? I just put it out there how she did it. I'm going to read it to you one more time. Hold on. Let me find it. Let me find it. I'm going to read it to you one more time. There was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. So Ruth, the Moabite, said to Naomi, please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose S-I-G-H-T. Let me put the echo on. S-I-G-H-T. Sight. I may find favor. And what did Naomi say there? Go, my daughter. It's right there in black and white. When she heard about Boaz, she automatically knew he was the one. And she wasn't on no social game rules either, like, well, says, a man is supposed to come to a woman. She wasn't on that. She wasn't on that. She wasn't like, well, if he wanted good enough, if he wanted bad enough, he'll come get it. No, Ruth wasn't on that. Ruth said, here am I, pick me. I mean, it's plain as day. Plain as day. Here am I. Pick me. And that's what it's all about tonight. What is it that you have to offer? I mean, like offering so bad till when a person see you, they automatically know. Are you giving in or playing into the social game rules of today? Are you allowing social media to control your mind? Are you allowing social media to influence you on how you date? Because if you allow social media to influence you on how you date, you are not, I mean, that road you may end up on may be a long, long, winding road. It may be some end, it may be some light at the end of the tunnel. But at the end of the day, you trust in social media to show you the things that people say, the things that people post up and write up. You're allowing that to control your thoughts as to how you go about seeking a man, how you go about seeking a relationship with a woman versus allowing the spirit to show you. Not only that, allowing God, come on now, God is the spirit, but allowing him to get inside of you. It is God over man over woman, and woman over children. That's the order. That is the divine order that we must adhere to. I'm here on behalf of restoring the family. I'm here on behalf of restoring marriage, restoring male, restoring female, getting back to that place to where we have seemed to lost ourselves. had a testimony today where a young lady, she said she enjoyed being submissive to a man. She said she started to enjoy being submissive to a man. She said, and I told her, I said, well, you know what? It's going to bring back the little girl in you. It's going to bring back the innocence that you once had. When you allow yourself to let go, allow yourself to be submissive to your man. It's nothing, you know, wrong with that. There's a meme that's floating around, a post that's floating around on Facebook. It's saying something like, I'm about to read it real quick, just so I won't mess this up. I want to read this, what's going on social media. Hold on one second. It's talking about being a masculine. Okay. It says something about what if men chose, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm going to paraphrase. But it was something about what if men chose to be masculine for the right one. Okay. And that's a problem. That's a problem. Now, I understand exactly what the post was saying. But, you know, you had people there, you know, calling and saying, well, whatever man posted this up, he must be gay. He must be a beta male or whatever. I mean, I understand all that, but the point of the post is that you had women maybe a week or two ago saying, well, I'm only going to submit to the right one. Well, you know, well, what if you had a man say he's only going to be masculine for the right one? That's pretty much saying that there's something that you can't, that you can't really turn that on and off. We was born like this. Come on now. We grew up into our masculinity. Come on now. As a young woman, your father was the one that should have taught you about how to submit. Your father was the one that should have taught you about how to interact with the opposite sex. Your father was the one that should have taught you about how to control your emotions, how to overcome your emotions. That is nothing that you should require or demand out of your man. You shouldn't say that, well, he needs to learn how to handle. He needs to learn how to, address my emotions. Therefore, once he do that, I'll do this. Again, you have made it transactional again, and now we're back at square one. We're back at square one. So what I'm going to do right now, I said I didn't want to be long, so I see my cuz in the chat, Stone, man, we're going to bring him in, man. Let him chop it up with y'all tonight. Man, he's doing great things. He has a podcast of his own, and I don't know the name of his podcast, but we definitely want him to plug his podcast tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let us bring on my cousin Stone. Give him a round of applause. What up, cuz? Hold on, this nigga, wait, don't tell me this nigga's sleep. This nigga's sleep, hold on. Hey, y'all, is he sleep? I'm about to let this dude store for a minute. Hold on. Put him on the big screen. Hold on, this dude's sweet. Hold on, man. Hold on, if he's sweet. Wait, blow him up. Cool. Now, he must be working them overnight and doubles. All right, I'll let him go. I'll leave him alone. Cuz, like, is not. Alright, man. Oh man, what's going on? Okay, somebody had a question. So is a woman supposed to be submissive to her man before he become her man? I mean, the thing is, Shari, is that you're supposed to already have that in you. You know what I mean? Do you understand what I mean by having submissiveness in you? I'm not saying, like, allow this man to walk all over you. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying submissiveness, gentleness, softness. You're supposed to have that in you. when you first meet a man, what do you do when you first meet a man? I'll wait. I want to know. I want to know. Like, okay, I'm going to set it up. A man, okay, we're going to do it just like this. You first meet a man, let's say y'all going to meet up at the park. That's all I'm going to give you. He pull up in his car, you pull up in your car. How do you go from there? This is the way submissiveness is all about. This is what it's all about. Trying to figure out how do you go from there. Because I can tell you what needs to be done. This is what needs to be done. Maybe, hey, how you doing? Would you like a bottle of water? Because you're at the park, right? So you being at the park, it might be warm outside, might be hot. So, hey, how you doing? Would you like a bottle of water? Okay. Tashima? Tanisha. Oh, Tanisha, I know who that is. You have right, ma'am. You have right. You're not all the way right. Because it's God over man. Man over woman. Woman over children. So who the man submit to is not gonna be who the woman, man, why is he calling? Yo, you called the wrong number, D. So who the woman submitted to is different from who the man submitted to. You're both supposed to have it in you. You both have to submit to God before you can be submissive to one another. Most definitely. I'm getting that. You're supposed to already be taught, like the women. They're supposed to learn all of this from their fathers. Their father's supposed to teach them how to even deal with the opposite sex. Their father's going to teach them how to overcome those emotions, those strong emotions, them emotions that make you want to tear up the house sometimes. Those emotions. But at the end of the day, it's important that when you come into the table, when you're doing your offering, that you should be ready. Be ready. Let's see what he said. If she doesn't have a dad, mom should have taught her. Facts. And this is what I'm talking about, restoring the order. We got to restore the order around here. Let me go ahead and bring Mr. D in. Go ahead, Mr. D.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Okay, I'm sitting up here. I'm enjoying what you're talking about, boss man. To the young lady that said they both should have it in them, first of all, sister, let me say this. The comment you're about to hear is not of the producer or anybody affiliated with the show. This is Mr. D's own personal opinion and comment. Okay, that's a disclaimer. But check this out now. To the young lady that said that, it's not really required for the man to be submissive to nothing. Okay? Anything that is carnal of this world, he does not have to, H-A-V-E, he don't have to be submissive to nothing because it was given to him to have dominion over everything that is carnal on this earth. If he wants to be submissive in some things on this world or this earth, it's okay, but it's not commanded or given to him to be submissive unless he wants to. And that goes for jobs. The college people say today, significant other and what have you. if he wants to be submissive to those things with the title, okay, but it's not required that he do. On the other flip side of the coin, it is required that a woman be submissive to her husband. And if she's got a significant other that is playing the position of her husband, then she still have to be submissive to that significant other. I guess I didn't preach enough right now.
Look at the screen, D. Look at the screen. She said no. You can't
run
submit to one another. You can't submit to one another if you don't understand how to be submissive to God first. Explain submissiveness.
First of all, let me hit this real quick. First of all, if the sister's comment right here, she's a little bit right, but all the way wrong. Okay, if the man's gonna be submissive to God, first he has to be a Christian. See, a lot of times when forgive me for accidentally telling the truth. A lot of times when young ladies call in to the show that I've heard, or a lot of times they want to send in comments and they throw God in it. First of all, you got to separate the oil from the water. If you're talking about a Christian man, yes, he has to be submissive to God. First of all, he can't be a Christian unless he's submissive to God. But if you got a brother man that is not submissive to God, he doesn't have to do anything he don't want to do. Now, a lot of people would like to put on what I call soothing salve and say, yes, they both must be submissive to each other. No, that's not the order. That's not the foundation. That right there is a foundation that was cooked up by some man that wanted his wife to fry the chicken correctly so he could eat that night. But other than that, no. It don't work that way.
That's right. Thing is, I don't understand it with the ladies, is that they are too busy worried about what the man doing until it's hindering them from doing what they supposed to be doing. They say, because I know one used to always say, Mr. D, well, if he ain't submitted himself to God, I can't submit to him. I'm like, well, why are you worried about what he's doing with God? Because God is the one that's over him, and he is the one that's over you.
Well, see what that is.
Man over woman, over God.
Well, see, Mr. T, what the woman is saying, when that woman throws that out there, she's basically telling everybody, I mean, whether she understands it or not, telling everybody is, I like to mention God, but I don't know God. Because if I know God, I would do God's will, and I would understand God's order. I can't do God's order if I want to rewrite the scriptures. That's why I take a lot of times and I tell people, why do people say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And in the very next breath, the first words they say is, yeah, but we got to change this so we can do this, so we can do that. That's not the scriptures. You know, so you have to, if they know anything about the Bible, they know that you have to say, take and separate holiness from unholiness. I don't expect a holy man to go down to 500 liquors and start shooting crap. I don't expect him to do that. So the women that are calling in, they need to distinguish what type of man they're talking about. Because the lady that says, if he's not submissive to God, I can't be submissive to him. Basically what she's saying is, I don't know God, but I want to try to make God.
Hey, read the screen, D, and then I'll get back with you. I'm gonna bring somebody else in.
Okay, sister K, let me hit her with this real quick. The sister says, you don't know who I know or what relationship I have with God. I'll say it like this. For that statement there says, I don't believe the scripture that says a tree is known by the fruit it bears, nor do I believe the scripture that says no man lights a candle and put it up under a bishop. And I listen to what you got going on, Mr. T. I just had to help her out a little bit.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to bring somebody else in. I'm going to bring Cuz back in. What? Oh, no, he's up again. I don't know what's up with his phone, but he'll probably be back. But I mean, thing is though, man, I mean, we gotta really, ladies and gentlemen, we really gotta get this together. And I don't know why people get so upset, get so bent up out of shape when we start talking about these roles, rights, roles and responsibilities. I mean, we've been teaching on this the past couple weeks about the garden, what happened in the garden. Mr. D said it. He gave Adam the dominion over all of the earth. Why would a man that has dominion over the earth, why would he have to submit to you? The only one that he is going to submit to is God. And not only that, the one that he get his answering from, the one that he get his wisdom and his knowledge from is God. That's a whole other subject right there. I ain't gonna even get on that. But for real, like that's what I'm talking about. Restoring order. Restoring order in the house, restoring order in the family, in the marriage, in the home. That's what we gotta do. Let me bring Cuz in. What up, Cuz? You ready, man? I hear you, man. Well, holler at us, man. What you been getting from this so far? Yeah, Mr. D. Okay. Hold on, I gotta do something real quick. Ooh. I gotta do something real quick. Yikes. Ah, man. And you know what? I got something to add today. Shout out to my boy, King Dwayne, because King Dwayne, he says this. If you got her ear, then you got her heart.
Now, I looked at when you were talking about Boaz, she put herself
Yes, sir. Teach, brother. Teach, brother. Oh yeah, I feel you on that. I was just trying to put a plug out there for, you know, women and men to, you know, hey, let's treat our bodies right. I mean, if, you know what I'm saying, if we're going to be in them and if we're going to desire that relationship, I think that we're doing, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be doing a courtesy by saying, you know what, I want to be able to lose weight and feel good about myself. And if I, and man, hopefully, preferably, by, you know, by the grace of God, I will find a woman that she's, you know, lost weight. She feels good about herself. So now when we get ready to get in bed and we get ready to exchange orgasms, that's going to be the best we ever had. Hey, I'm big too. But do you want her to take care of her health, though, cuz?
Oh, I know
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, I date them all, too. I date, the big, the healthy, or whatever, the slim. We're not slim. Let me clear that. No, I'm not asking for no woman that's bony. No, I ain't asking for that. But, somebody that's health conscious, that's on their game. I got some comments to read. Let me read this one. We've been teaching on this thing the past couple of weeks, so I can explain this. She said, but he ate from the fruit when Eve presented it to him and tried to blame her. But God created Adam first and gave the command to him. And he should have told her no and follow God's command. Sidebar conversation. Ruth's intention was never to seduce Boaz, but to glean in his food to find favor with him to allow her to collect food for her and her mother-in-law. No. Now let me explain this. Now I'm gonna explain. Let's go back up to the Adam part. Okay. Yes. When Adam ate of that nice cold slice of watermelon, when he ate that, yes, the world was in sin. But here's the thing that y'all forget though. Let me see if I got that. Let me see if I got that clip play. Let me see I know I had it. That's why I'm glad I didn't delete it, because I knew it was going to be the action, God's reaction. Let's see what the God's reaction. Okay, let me take this comment off real quick, and we're going to read this. It says, so the Lord God said to the serpent, no, that's fine. No, we don't want the serpent. Hold on. We don't want the serpent. Let's see if I got the other one up there, because I know I've been deleting some of them off there. Let's read this one. It says, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Stop right there. Yes, Adam ate that nice cold slice of watermelon, but when Adam said, it was this woman that you gave me that caused me to sin, God got her too. So don't just say, well, He the one that hated it. He tried to blame. No, he ain't just tried to no blame. I mean, yeah, he tried to blame, but at the end of the day, she still got the punishment. So God let you know that, yeah, I'm seeing you. You let that serpent snake his way into your brain. You let that serpent snake his way into your mind and cause you to think and say, well, it's not. Even though if you read that scripture, that's chapter 3, You're going to see that she was able to regurgitate. She was able to regurgitate to the serpent and say exactly what God told Adam. But she still, even in doing that, she still let the serpent snake his way into her mind. He couldn't do that to Adam, and he couldn't do that to the second Adam. If you know who the second Adam is, you know he couldn't do that to him. Go ahead, Cub. That's what the Bible says. It say that. Man, we got to bring King Dwayne in. Yeah. I got to find him. Hold on, I got to find him. Where he go, King Dwayne. That's just what it is. Is that people try to, a lot of these pastors and preachers, I ain't got nothing against y'all, but I hear when y'all preach that garden story, y'all never ever pay attention to what God said to Eve when he said it was this woman that you gave me. He gave her a punishment. Nobody want to call that out. Until they get ready to go into labor. Then they want to call it, you know, and if I get to heaven, when I get to heaven, that old Eve, when I get there, I'm going to get that Eve, because Eve, no good and damn well, she should have ate of that apple. Come on now. Hold on, man. We got some more comments going on. They blowing up the chat. But no, cuz, go ahead and finish. King Dwayne said, no, the man leaves, the woman is presented to him. Okay, let's go to the next one. No, a man wants a woman to provide 50-50 when it comes to income, but realistically, is it 50-50 to raising the kids, cleaning the house? Ain't nothing about that 50-50. Ain't nothing about raising kids being in a relationship 50-50. It ain't going to never be 50-50. And see, if you want a health-conscious woman, be a health conscious man. That's exactly. My point exactly. I said that. Ruth's intentions was never to put herself in Boaz's sight to be with him. It was for food. Stop. Oh, now, you know what? I go ahead and let that slide. I'll let that slide. You said the food and the get it. All right, I'll let it slide. Go ahead. You're talking about food and stuff. All right, let's see the next one. But you missed the point. They both got punished, but Adam was trying to blame the woman. That's not what you initially said, Tanisha. Come on now, start with the cap. Cap ministry is over with. We ain't doing no cap ministry tonight. She talking about some they both got. But no, you said Adam tried to blame her. You stopped it right there and tried to blame her. You didn't talk about the punishment that God gave to her, as well as Adam. She said, what? I don't know what that was talking about. Let's see. You're not making any sense, but if she was the weakest sex, then why did Adam the fruit when God told him not to eat it? Because he didn't know where that fruit came from. She just went and started eating and put it in his mouth. Let me ask this. Today, do you want to? I would invite you up here on this platform. Do you want to come up on this flag? Do you want to come up on this platform? Because you're about to be surrounded by three men. You're about to be surrounded by three men today, so do you want to come up on this platform? All right. Anyway, that's what it is. It's trying to get the understanding that it's God over man over woman over children. That's really it. When we get that understanding and understand those are our rightfully respectful roles, things just gonna open up. But until we do, it's other stuff that we have to do. We have to forgive. That's why I talk about the men need to forgive their mothers And not only that, forgive others that has done something wrong that is causing blockage. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like you got your heart, and, you know, there's things in the arteries of that heart that's blocking the blood flow. We got to be able to get that blockage up out of there. She said, oh my God, are you saying that Adam did not know what fruit he was eating? You really need to read your word. I'm not afraid of being tried about me. Okay, we're going to do this because I'm tired of guessing. I'm going to do this, hold on. I'm about to go whip out the whole Genesis 3. We're going to rip out Genesis 3, and I'm going to read just what I did last week. I read Genesis 3 last week, right here on the show, with no fear, with no lying, none of that. I read it straight up how it was. I'm going to share my screen, and we're going to read again tonight. Let me share the screen. Screen share. Okay. No, I want that. Let's see. Hit that. Boom. All right. See if you're sharing. No, I ain't sharing yet. There we go. I think it's going to share that. Hold on. Oh, it's buffering. Okay, there we go. All right. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you should not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you should not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Stop right there. That woman, the woman Eve, she was well aware of the command. She was well aware of the order that God had given her husband, Adam. She was able to regurgitate that command, and she was able to regurgitate that order that God had given to Adam to the serpent. Continue. Then the serpent said to the woman, you should not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. Stop right there. It only says that she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. It doesn't say anything about her husband was there when she was being tempted by the serpent. It doesn't say that her husband was in on the conversation that she had with the serpent. But it says that the cunning serpent came to Eve. I'm just saying, if we're going to do this, we got to really call a spade a spade. I'm going to stop right there. I don't need to go no further. It said that she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. It didn't say nothing about she bargained with her husband. It didn't say that Adam was like, hey, what is this? It didn't say that Adam tried to even question it. It said that she gave to him, and he just started eating because he trusted his woman. Come on. I'm saying the length. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But this is what I've been trying to talk about the past couple weeks. But I've been getting yelled at, talking about I'm woman bashing and all this. But I'm like, I did not write the scriptures. I didn't do that. So why are you upset at me? Let me bring D back in. I'm gonna bring Mr. D back in. Mr. D, you have any comments, sir?
I think Mr. D done left. Mr. D done left the building. Let's get back to the comments real quick. I sent the link for you. Let's get to the comments. Let's see what we got. There you go. He back. What's going on? Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well let me spit some knowledge to the sister. Sister, please don't take this the wrong way, sister. I mean, you know, if you're familiar with reading the Bible says we are helpers one to another. Okay, now I throw that out there because I want to sweep the floor before I get started. Eve, being a spare rib, that's what she was. Okay, you can fight it, but the book lets you know that. She was weaker, and it said, and see, what it was, what really triggered her is when the devil told Eve, you will be like God. You will be like God. You will know good and evil. And she said, oh, my goodness, I'm going to be like this man that has made all of this stuff? I can be like him. That's why she ate the food. Because, see, what happened was Satan got to Eve's ear, and when he got to tickling that ear, Eve got to thinking. Because, see,
just have permission to her phone to use her phone camera and a microphone, and she'll be right on in with us.
Keep on going, baby. Keep on going.
Oh, okay. What I was saying was that when the devil, you see, the scripture said that the devil was cunning. He was cunning, which means there's a whole lot of guys out here in the street, and I don't care what woman she is, and I don't care how she lied to herself. There are guys out here that can spit game to any woman that thinks she's all of that plus a bag of chips. Guys can do that because most guys inherited that from the devil because that's what the devil did to Eve in the garden. He spit game to her and had her thinking, I can be like God. That's the kicker right there. Because she knew everything that God had done for Adam. She knew everything that God had done. And the thing is, it's just like a lot of, okay, I'm about to get beat up now. It's just like a lot of preachers today. A lot of preachers today will not tell the congregation the truth because they sitting over there watching their wife, who is the first lady, which is a lie, because the first lady was Eve. So it's a lot of preachers that sit over there and they set their sermon up. They set their sermon up and they've got their sermon set so when they say the wrong thing, their wife who's sitting on the side, she cut him a certain eyeball. And he know like, whoa, I better change this up because if I don't, I ain't going to get no rest at the house. That fried chicken ain't coming through, so I got to get myself together. It's been handed down through the years. Now, I don't blame the women. I don't blame a lot of women for lying today because their mother was a lie. Oh, whoa. Hey, don't shoot. What I mean is their mother, Eve, She started out lying when she said, oh, God has forgiven me. He had given me a man-child. I'll call his name Seth. Lie. If God had forgiven her, he'd have took the curse off of her. And you don't see nowhere in there where God said he took that curse off of women. So, you know, I mean, sister, it's okay. It's okay for us to want to do like we want to do. But at the end of the night, it's God's way or no way. And like I said earlier, we have to decide who we're talking about. Are we talking about relationships with Christian folks, which is a whole different ball of wax? Or are we talking about a relationship with Joe Blow that's hanging out on the corner? Because a lot of times when I see comments and I hear these women talk, they talk like they talking about Joe Blow on the corner, who does not have to, according to the Bible, who does not have to go by the rules of God because he's not saved. Now, for Joe that is saved, yes, he will submit himself unto God. Therefore, he would treat his wife like he will a brand new pair of shoes that he loves to death. If you get a brand new pair of shoes that you really like, you ain't going to let nobody step on them. You ain't going to let nobody do them wrong. And that's the way a man is with his wife. He'll take his wife and he'll treat her like a precious diamond. You ain't going to look at it. You ain't going to touch it. You ain't going to bother because that's mine and I'm crazy about it. Now, the women that are thinking that men are going to use them like work them like a Hebrew slave on a Sabbath day, those are women that don't know how to let the men pick them. They the women pick the man. Oh, let me drink this Pepsi, bro. I'm listening, brother.
let me read the comment. I think she going to check her inbox and get the link because I sent the link, and I'm like, you're going to be surrounded by three men. You're going to have myself, King Dwayne, and Stone on the stage. So when you come with it, make sure you come in with the facts. All right, let me see. She said, hold on. Brother, let's first start by acknowledging that God is not a man, and so Satan told her that she could be like God, not like man. But you got to understand that this man that she was married to, he had dominion over the earth. Come on. He had the position that every other man probably was trying to get. Come on. Let's go to the next one. What she say? God can and will forgive us, but a curse can still stand. Read about King David. Hey, at this time, let's bring in my boy King Dwayne. What's good, bro? Come on. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Cage. Thank you. Come on, and tease. I think he went out. He'll come back. Hey, I saw what's her name? Tanisha, she came in, but she went back out. I don't know if her phone, I don't know if her internet connection. Yeah, make sure you're on the Wi-Fi, if it's acting up while you're on the Wi-Fi, make sure you come up off of the Wi-Fi. If that's the problem, but pretty much, but yeah, if you have an ear, you have a heart. That's what Dwayne was talking about. Oh, there you go. Bring it back in. That's right. Most definitely.
Tanisha, where you at? We waiting on you. We holding out for you before we get ready to shut this thing down. You know what, in the meantime, I gotta play a video. Let me play a video real quick. Oh wait, let me see what D said. He said, I can prove most people that save and follow Jesus is wrong. Drop the mic. Miss Lady, David and Adam were different cases. Adam did not kill no one sister. He said that's what Ms. Clay. Okay. Let me say this real quick. Let me go to tomorrow night. Really not tomorrow night. That's Saturday night, Sunday morning, 12 midnight. Another little podcast we do. It's Late Night Hype with Tyron Joe, and that is we're going to allow the women to speak freely about sex, dating, relationships, life. Let them speak freely. It's a what they call a safe space or whatever. And this topic right here that we're going to hit about, I guess, I mean, we kind of like, we just talk about whatever, but the main thing, I guess, is spirit fingers. So tune into that on Saturday night, Sunday morning, 12 midnight Eastern. Please subscribe to the YouTube page. That's where it's going to be at, YouTube, right here at BZNZ Talk. BZNZ Talk. Okay, let's see what we got. Keith Wolf. I hope you got that response last week to your question, Keith. Hope you got that response. Let's see what Keith got for us. Keith said, man, what kind of women y'all dealing with? Every woman ain't like that, fam. Every woman ain't a scammer, a liar. The eating of the fruit was not a man versus woman thing. It was, man, hold on, man. I got to take everybody out. I got to take y'all off the stage real quick. I got to take y'all off the stage. Hold on, I'm going to bring y'all back. Oh, let me read this. Hold on. The eating of the fruit was not a man versus woman thing. It was about disobedience. The devil will always attack the weaker vessel, which is not always the woman. More catch what I just said. But hey, I'm just saying. See, that's what I'm talking about. This is right here a perfect example of how a man can really get caught up in the drama. You know what I mean? How a man can really get caught up in things. Why would a man, and Keith, if you want that link, Keith, you welcome to come up on the stage too. But why would you come in there saying that it wasn't a woman versus man thing when it clearly was? It clearly was. You said it was more about disobedience. Okay, if it was more about disobedience, how come the one that disobeyed wasn't the only one that got the punishment? How come the one that disobeyed, the one that was given the command, how come he wasn't just the only one that got the punishment? All right. Man, let me play this. I'll bring y'all back. What y'all got on there, y'all? What y'all got? Come on. Yo, Key. If you want the link, just go on and say it. I'll send it to your DM. If you want the link, go ahead and say it. Yeah, he said, and what kind of get me, and this is something that I get from women all the time. I don't normally get this from a man, but he said, what kind of women y'all dealing with? Normally a woman asks me that type of question. I always like when a woman want to laugh at me and joke with me and, you know, and nickname me, that's normally come out of her mouth. I don't get this from no man. So this is why I'm kind of thrown off by your comment, Keith. I mean, you still my boy, but you're going to have to explain this comment a little bit better, bro. You got to come with that every woman ain't like that, fam. Every woman ain't a scammer or a liar. The eating of the fruit was not a... Wait, let's go back to the every woman ain't like that. Okay, gentlemen, did anybody on this panel say that every woman was like that?
No.
Okay. I didn't hear it either. I didn't hear nobody say it either.
Like, I didn't hear nobody say it. Right, right. That's all it is. But I don't get it. You know, I mean, and women always say that somebody bashing. Like, it's a woman in my DM talking about, it's a woman I've been asking her to come on and share some of her thoughts about dating and relationships. She's talking about she don't know if she can do that because she sees some of the stuff that I post up on my Facebook page, and that pretty much gives her an idea of who I am. I'm like, well, ma'am, you are sadly mistaken, ma'am. If you base what I post on Facebook as who my character is, ma'am, you are really selling yourself short, ma'am. Right, ain't that crazy? You go to the Facebook, you don't go sit and have a conversation with that person to really see, is he really a jerk? Is he really somebody that bashes women? Or is he speaking for men that can't speak for themselves? Come on. Yeah, that virtuosity. Yeah, that's what they're talking about. I want to play this real quick. Let me see. Play this. I had this video for a certain young lady to critique, but she clicked off. I don't know why, but I'm gonna go ahead and play this real quick, and then I'm get the opinion from the men because we wanted some of the women to come on and give us the opinion of this video that you're getting ready to see. Come on, my sister, and teach, because this is what we're talking about. And not only that, I'm so appreciative and happy to see women saying the stuff that I say. So therefore, you can't, when you see a woman say it, you can't say, oh, she bashing. She's a woman. You know what I'm saying? She's a woman. She knows the behavior. She knows the nature. She can't bash where she is. So I enjoy seeing those. But that's it. When are we going to speak about that? I'll let the brothers come in and speak.
Oh.
quick. Key, if you want the link, I can send you that link to your inbox, and you be right here on stage with us, and we can all talk like men. Okay? We ain't going to be nicknaming. We're not going to be joking or laughing at each other. We're going to all speak like men. If you like the link, let me know. But go ahead, Dwayne. Teach my brother. Hey, bruh. Hey, you, hey. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Come on.
Right. Right. And I was gonna say, Dwayne, is that when you said that Delilah, man, you made me think about that song. Hey there, Delilah, how's it going? I'm waiting on Keith. That's why most pros get a baby before they with a woman 2 years, right? Right. I mean, Brittany Renner. Hold on, let me play that. Cause Dwayne, you didn't speak about that last week. So let me play it. Hold on 1 second. I'm about to play it. I still got it. Here we go. Comment. Now, because see, Brittany, we know that she got that baby by old boy that played, well, he played for the Houston Texans, and then she hurry up and got that check. Yeah, PJ, yeah. Pretty much. Come on. Thank you. I don't even want to get on some of the stories that I gave. But yeah, I
oh man. Hey, Mr. Wolf's a little bit off key on that point that he made up there.
Oh, hold on real quick, Mr. D. We're gonna let Dwayne finish up, and then D, you come in next.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
All right, boss. Here you go, grab this stuff, girl. Here you go.
All right, Mr. D, let me bring you in. All right, go ahead, Mr. D. Mr. D, go ahead. You live.
Okay, can you hear me, boss? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay, well, here's the setup, man. The comment that Mr. Wolf made, I think he's a little bit wrong and off base on that, you know, because, oh, man, let me read that again, because I really don't want to chew into him like that, because I know young folks, you know, when old folks tell young folks something, they call us old school, but the more I hear young folks say we old school,
it's on the screen.
I understand why they didn't graduate.
It's on the screen, D.
It's on the screen.
It's on the screen.
Okay. Any other fruit is not a man versus woman thing. It's about disobedience. The devil was always attacked the weaker vessel, which is not always the woman. More catch what I said. Okay, let me tell you, look, bro. Let me tell you, look, bro. Take it from an old man that's 300 years old. When the devil attacks anybody, we have to start with the foundation. The devil started the attack of the foundation with the lady that started all women to be liars and weak and want things that they see. I'm sorry, but that woman is Eve. She started it all. And that's why a lot of church folk today, please forgive me and don't shoot me when you see me, if you see me. That's why most church folk today sit up in the church lying, talking about they going back with God, and here they is talking about the pastor's wife is the first lady. Now, is she the first lady? She over 2,000 years. Is she the first lady? She over 2,000 years old. She can't sit up there no way. and the part where, the devil being cunning like he is, and I have to admit, the devil is cunning because God said he was. He told Eve, you will be like God. And she got to think, okay, I'm going to be like the man that made heaven and earth. That's the reason why Satan got kicked out of heaven, because he wanted to be like God. And see, now this right here is going to throw all them theologians off the side of the boat, and I'm going to guzzle a Pepsi after I say it. That's where bestiality started at in the Garden of Eden. And according to your King James Version Bible, that's what it says. And after the curse, and I got to get with Brother Stone on that, I think his name's Stone, he was right. everybody involved got in trouble. The devil, he used to walk upright, but after he went all into Eve and could see and put his seed in Eve first, put his seed in Eve first, he got cursed, and God told him, from this day forward, you'll be on your belly. That's where everybody get the snake from. But see, and the reason why I said the devil started that bestiality, because according to the scriptures, God told Cain, you are of your father, the devil. And the devil was a beast at that time. So, you know, and like I said, Eve lied when she said God had forgiven her. You don't find nowhere in the scripture where God has forgiven Eve. If he'd forgiven Eve, he would have took the curse off. And for the young lady, Miss Clay, that said that God do, you know, the thing she said about David. David had a lady's husband killed so that he could have that woman. Poor Adam, he never had anybody killed. Matter of fact, it's not recorded where Adam killed no human. But David had the lady's husband killed so he could get her, so he could hide the fact that his eyes was bigger than his, help me through it. So, you see, women do not like to hear the truth. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, the Bible that most people say they live by, they don't believe it. I can prove that most folks that say they are saved and following Jesus, I can prove it by the King James Version that they say that they living by. And excuse me, Mr. T, I'm going to bail out now because I'm going to drink this Pepsi right about now. I think somebody's getting kind of warm out there.
All right, go ahead, drink up, drink up. Go ahead, drink up, man. I think you have a problem with phone connection problems. But yeah, man, that's what it's about. Man, I done waited long enough. I done held out long enough for Tanisha Clay and Keith Wolf. And neither of you, well, I've seen Tanisha come in, but she never came. She went back out. She came in real quick for a hot second, and then she went back out. I don't know what's going on. We'll find out after the show. Keith, you said send the link. The link has been sent. I sent it to your Facebook messages. We were sitting there waiting to talk. I had that man conversation because what we're not going to do, you know, we're not going to laugh at others for their, you know, their way of thinking and way of understanding, but we're going to have a talk. We're going to have a talk like men. You know, why do you feel as though, you know, the women we are, you working fam in the studio? Okay, well, I mean, I was waiting on you to chop it up, bro. I mean, we always here for that conversation because at the end of the day, when we talk about manhood, it should be a universal thing, but we're finding out and noticing that it's really not universal. You know, it is a true fact that a lot of men was not born and raised the same. I know for a fact. I know I wasn't born and raised the same. But like I always say is that I didn't have no man in the house. But at the end of the day, my mother, she kept men around me. That when I did fall out of line, those men, they put me right back in. You know, so I'm fortunate, and I thank God for that, because I can look back now and say, them men, they saved my life, because I know a whole bunch of ways I could probably be if the men was not there. Not only that, I can say this about my mother, too, is that, hell, you didn't really need no man in the house because she run the men about the house. She was militant. She a militant woman. She was, when I was a kid growing up, she was militant. She run them about the house and you get the clowning. So, you know, I mean, that's just what it was. But any final last thoughts, man, to my boy, my cousin Stone? Yeah, I forgot the name of it, but yeah, I remember.
Why? No.
second. Let that sit right there real quick. Let it sit. All right, go ahead. Money Bellow, shout out to Monty. He in the chat. Yeah, that's why I give a shout out to all the chat people. Monty Bellow's in the chat. Shout out to him. Who else we got? Shout out to Tanisha, to Shari. Shout out to King Dwayne was in the chat. Shout out to Mr. D. Yeah, he was in the chat. Shout out to all of them. Go ahead and continue. Well, yeah, Monty said societal setups is a topic. Yeah, we can talk about society setups. Go ahead, King Dwayne. Thank you, brother. What's up, Key? Oh, you got it. So, holler at us about your comment. I was like, go ahead and speak about what you wrote in the chat room. Okay, I get what you're saying. Go ahead. Okay, I got you. But what we do here on this program, we are doing something specific, whereas we are restoring manhood. We're trying with the ladies. If the ladies come back, ladies keep running off from us. We're trying to restore womanhood. We're restoring the family. We're restoring marriage. So in order to do that, we have to constantly bring these terms up so you will understand and know just exactly what we're talking about. because if we don't make it plain, you still could be lost. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got you. Good. Yeah, we trying to restore. That's what we doing. We trying to restore to get it back to how it used to be because right now, man, we lost. We lost out there. We tore up out there. Facts. Gentlemen, y'all got something to say? Stone, King Dwight? Yeah, unmute yourself. Right. Come on. Yes, sir. Hey, come on now. Mm-hmm.
Christ, though. Right. Right.
Now what he said about the emotional thing, man, we have emotions, just you. But you would never have emotions like what you have before. You would never have that. Because we have, like you said, body. Women don't have body. They run off emotions, that's why you get a lot of screaming and yelling and upset. You need to calm down and think about what happened.
That's my girl. Hey, Keith, let me ask you a question, Keith. Keith, you got to unmute you. Are you married? Are you married? Okay, in your marriage, dude, I mean, I'm not going to say, do y'all, like, have specific roles or whatever, but, you know, is there a level of respect there, knowing that you are the man and the head of the house? Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's how it should be. I'm not, see, we're not advocating, we're not telling men to be, you know, walking around beating your chest and stumping, but we say, you know, take your rightful position. Facts. Yeah, it is. Facts. Yeah. That's fair, isn't it? That's facts. That's why also here we talk about really men shouldn't even be having sex until they get married. You know, I mean, because you just shouldn't be spilling your seed around like that. Because Dwayne, he teaches about the soil, how the man is the farmer and the woman is the soil, and how he is responsible for the seeds. You know, where he's putting his seed at. And if that soil is not ripe or ready for that seed, you shouldn't even go in. You should do it. Yes, sir.
And I like how you say it in love. I like how you said that. Yes, sir. Well, man, this was good, man. Yes, sir. Hey, Keith, man, don't be no stranger, man. Come through. Chop it up with us, man. I mean, you never know who's going to be up here on stage because I have a little bit of everybody that come through, man. So you should come through, man. Chop it up with us sometime. You do studio sessions every Thursday? Oh, okay. Hey man, let me get a sample of some organ playing, man. I need that organ. I need that organ. For real, I need that. That organ is not the right organ I need. I need the organ that's gonna follow me. Like when I say something, it's gonna. You know what I mean? But anyway. yeah. wait, hold on. I think D want to say something. Let me bring D back in. I forget. Yeah, we still on. Yeah, D still on. Go ahead, D. Yeah, put the Pepsi down.
All right, boss.
Go ahead, Mr. D.
Okay, for Miss, I'm glad. Well, you know, sometimes a brother get choked up with the ice cubes and the Pepsi, you know. Hey, but listen up, man. I'm glad Mr. Keith got a better understanding. Cause, see, you know, sometimes people fall off the edge of the ship by just, you know, running out there not knowing exactly the whole setup. And let me say this real quickly. That is what's needed. We need the older guys, 300 years old like myself. We need them guys to get with the young guys and tell the young guys what need to be done and how to do it so that they won't be running around here with their pants sagging down to their ankles and shooting up the place and killing up each other. See, once the older guys start telling the young guys, hey, look here, man, that ain't right. You shouldn't do it like that. You got to do it like this. And once that happens, you'll find out that a whole lot of this violence and stuff in the city is just going to dissipate. Because you know, you're telling the young guys something to get his head on straight. Mr. Stone and King Dwayne and T says, this is the foundation. The older guys got to come together, and like Mr. Stone said, I got a piece of cake, you got a piece of crust, he got a piece of sugar, we'll make this cake taste the way it's supposed to be. But as you can see in society today, we don't have too many older guys like myself out here spitting it, you know, telling the young guys, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do this. You know, I was watching something the other day when a young 14-year-old dude tried to rob a senior citizen. And the senior citizen was trying to talk him out of it, but the young cat wanted to go ahead and do it anyway. What the senior citizen did, gave him two slugs in the stomach. You know, and he told the police, when the police got there, he said, I hated to do it. I tried to talk him out of it, but he left me no choice. No doubt if somebody had been talking to that 14-year-old guy, you know, they probably couldn't change him at the moment. But if they'd have been some older guys had been talking to him and letting him know what's going to happen and what could happen, he probably would have thought twice about running up on the guy. Matter of fact,
if there was more older guys telling these young guys under 18, you shouldn't be packing these pistols because we're not in Dodge City. It's not the OK Corral. If you look at the news and stuff right now, you got more young folks dying from gunshot wounds than a little bit. And that's ridiculous. How are they going to have a future with this going on? I checked out, I'm going to say this and go back to my Pepsi so it won't get upset. I was checking out the news the other day. Now check this out. The guy up there that shot up the school, the little young guy, 14, 15 years old, he's in the adult prison, adult jail right now. 15 years old, he hasn't even had a chance to bust a good one yet. But the chances is he's going to be somebody's girlfriend because he's weak and he's young. And now they're getting ready, if they don't, well, by the time they give him the death penalty, he'll probably be a girl when he goes to the center, I mean to the chair, because they're going to take him about 15, 20 years before they execute him. And in that time, he got to fight his way through the prison system. And once he's in general population, it's a done deal. No doubt. Now, I heard the tape that his mother gave him. I mean, I heard the tape that his mother said on the cell phone on the news where she said where the kid got in trouble with the teacher, and the mother told the son, next time don't get caught. Now, what kind of sense is that? You're in school to learn. You ain't in school to be looking up ammunition for guns and stuff. And what kind of stupid person would give a 15-year-old a gun for Christmas anyway, unless they're expecting the kid to go to prison or get killed? Well, I'm foaming at the mouth like a mad dog, man. Hey,
that's
man,
what you talking about, Rittenhouse.
Oxford. They're shooting at Oxford High School.
Let me ask you this. You just said Dodge City. Was Dodge City, is that also the same name as Brightwood?
Now, see, now you're going to make me come through the phone. Well, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you a little bit of history about Indianapolis, and I ain't read it out of the book like that guy want to be senator did. At one point in Indianapolis, from 25th in New Jersey, to 25th in Central, 25th in Broadway, Park, Carrollton, and College and all that area, all down to 16th Street, that whole section used to be called Dodge City because somebody was getting shot up every day, every night. I mean, somebody was just getting shot up all the time. But see, we got in the city here, the honorable political mayor then just dumped a whole bunch of money into some initiative to stop the violence. But the money ain't going in the right place. Most of the people that show up for all of this killing and stuff the young people are doing, they here for a camera session. After they get through with the camera session, they'll go up to IHOP, get them a steak, a hamburger or something, and daylights with what they supposed to be doing. Now, I don't want to get nobody upset or wind it up or nothing, but they had the 10-point coalition out here on the Far East Side. When them guys came out here parading and collecting money, yeah, they had those 5-gallon buckets, parading and collecting money and acting like they trying to stop the violence over here on 42nd and Post, Midhoffer, and in that area. They had more violence when them guys was out there than they did any other time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm trying to figure out, what are they doing? And then you got these guys, Lord help somebody. If you don't help somebody, help me. You got these guys that call themselves preachers. And they get out there, and as soon as they get a photo session from the press, they go back to what they were doing and forget all about what they said they was going to do. You know, that's crazy. That goes all the way back. If you want to, I can trail it all the way back to the garden, but I'm going to leave that alone. That's for another day and another channel. And Batman says, I dropped the mic. I'm out.
I.D. Appreciate it. Oh, man. All right,
any final last words? We're going to close about here.